This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
I'm convinced that suffering exists for training. I believe the punishment of God can be found in Romans 1, and His judgment will come at the end times. But as it pertains to the saints, I believe that suffering exists for training. Most of you know that at the end of last semester, my brother Daniel took his own life. And that was on this campus, and it was close to grad, and it kind of messed up a lot of summers and the end of stuff. But it was good. It was hard, but it was good. I've kind of compared this more than anything to just what it feels like, which is kind of getting hit by a bus. And I don't really want to talk about Daniel's suicide. I don't really want to talk about my summer. But I want you guys to know God's story in all this. So to liken it to getting hit by a bus, I'd say it comes in really really four steps. And the first one isn't really a step of recovery, but it's the fact of getting hit by a bus. And I kind of want to walk you guys through where God was in all of this. So first off, if you get hit by a bus, you're going to get hit. I want to be clear that before Daniel died, before I went that morning without having my devotions, but that Friday morning, I was reading 1 Samuel, and I was reading the call of Samuel, and his call and his encounter with God, and he basically gets told that he's going to be a priest, and a servant of the Lord, but then he goes to Eli. He basically tells him, you and your whole family is about to die. And in 1 Samuel 3:18, he looks back at Samuel and he says, it's the Lord, let him do its will for its good. And those were the first words I had when Mike told us what had happened. That it's the Lord's will, and even though it's not what I want, it's good. But after you're hit by a bus, you're going to be down. And so after God prepared me for that hit, it still hurt, and I was still down. And it was hard. For a long time, I couldn't pray. I couldn't find words. I couldn't read my Bible because I didn't have energy. But in those moments, God sustained me. And I felt like I could pray, and my soul could cry out to God because He was with me, and He knew me. There was no more pursuit of God. There was God pursuing me and me laying there, knowing Him fully. And so in those moments when I was down, God sustained my soul, my spirituality. Praise God. But after you're down, you can't stay down forever. And there has to be a process of healing, and there has to be a process of getting up again. And so God sustained my soul, and God healed me in my process of my spirituality, and is still doing it. I felt the hand of God in His people, and I've heard a lot of people bash the church. I've heard a lot of Christians make commentary on the church, and there's a lot of bad things about the church, from bureaucracy to coffee. But the church is good at taking care of the hurting, and I'll never doubt that again, because from my personal experience to hugs to love, to thousands of dollars being given to my family to deal with the grieving process, the hand of God was evident in the Church of Christ. And so I guess if God kind of sustained my life, I don't want you guys to think that I'm doing all right because I'm really strong. But God has been very merciful in giving me a daily okay life, and being able to kind of balance the morning and the everyday life. I'm not saying I'm doing well because of my own. I'm saying I've had a lot of grace shown to me by God. But if God sustained my life and my soul, then I'd almost say that the church maintained my life and its functionality with my money or my school or whatever. But the hand of God was evident through its people. But when you're down, you can't stay down forever. And when you're getting up and you're healing and you're finally standing, you can't stay standing forever. Because there has to be some response to God being so incredibly good, even if I don't understand it. And what I do, there has to be a response to even more. And so I believe that in getting up, you have to begin to run after something. And I've seen people run after depression, after suicide hits. And I've seen people run after the world and run after family. And some of that's good, some of it's bad. But I just urge you guys and urge myself to run after Christ. And because if suffering is for training, then training has to be for something. And I believe training is for running after God. One of my favorite passages is Hebrews 12, and just listen to it. It starts out with this call of what training is for. It says, "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we've seen God do good work. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such sinful opposition from sinful men, so that you will not lose heart and grow weary. But in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. Or have you forgotten that word of encouragement that came to you at the beginning? My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. For the Lord chastises those he loves and rebukes everyone he accepts as a son. For what son is not disciplined by his father? And in your discipline, you are immediately being treated as God's son." And then verse 11 has given me a lot of hope. Says, what suffering seems pleasant at the time? So no suffering seems pleasant at the time. But in the end, it will produce a peaceful crop of righteousness for those who are trained by it. And I believe that training in righteousness is all the more to run the race set out for us. I believe that we have seen the hand of God, and the hand of God will sustain and heal us. And our only response to that can be to take our training and run the race marked out for us.
Josh, thank you for sharing. There's really nothing that I can add to what Josh has shared, except to say that this kind of pain is long-lasting, and we have the opportunity to continue to minister to Josh and to Daniel's friends and to one another in the days to come. And then in addition to Josh and Daniel's friends, others of us are going to have burdens and going to have heavy things this year, this semester. And as Josh testified, this body did an incredible thing at the end of the last school year. I was just amazed at the way you ministered to one another and to all of us. And we can continue to do that as God brings those opportunities along, as we're sensitive to the people around us and to the needs that they have, the burdens that they're carrying. We are to cast our burdens on the Lord, but Paul also says we are to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's how God does it, is through us. So be sensitive to those opportunities. And with that in mind, let me ask you to, let's pray together as we close. Father, we long to give you praise and honor and glory through our lives, through our relationships, through our ministry to one another. And I believe that's been happening here, and I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that we will excel still more and more, that we will reflect your character, you, the great burden bearer, the one who cares for us as we cast our cares on you. Lord, help us to reflect that to one another in powerful ways this year. And we thank you that you will give the grace for that. Once again, we do pray for Josh and his family. Lord, would you be near them in ways that are just beyond understanding. And we commit them to you, and we commit our year to you. And we thank you again for the beauty, the miracle of the body of Christ. Help us to live that out for your honor and glory, because you deserve that. In Jesus' name.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.